This is important for you to get a hold of, that God will never let you believe his word and then leave you hopeless and ashamed. God will not let you believe something from now or into eternity that if he said it, he will bring it to pass.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This is the fourth and final part from Pastor Rogers' Blessed and Highly Favored series. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers. This is Make My Baby Leap.
Everybody wants the blessing, but they don't want to go through the burden of the process. Everybody wants the promotion, but they don't want to start at the bottom rung. People coming out of college want to go straight to six figures as if they've earned it, but I got news for you. You got to pay your dues along the way. I say you got to pay your dues along the way. You don't just come into this thing and all of a sudden you're just ramping up all the way to the top. There is a place. And if you don't get that experience, if you don't walk through those trials, then you're not going to be fortified enough to carry what the blessing is. For the blessing has as much weight as the burden does. You better hear me. You wouldn't want to be sitting in this building had they not reinforced this floor and even the pew you're sitting on. Isn't it amazing how we can have faith for things that we don't even think about every day? You're sitting on a pew, and some of you have got several people on your row. I want you to know you're more at risk than the ones that have only got a few. That's Presswood you're sitting on. Come on, somebody. But because it's been proven time and time again, you can be safe to sit on it and not fall on the ground. You don't want to go to somebody who hadn't been proven. Come on, somebody. That's the reason why whenever my wife went in for open heart surgery 5 years ago, I asked that doctor, how many surgeries like this have you done? Oh, Pastor, did you make him mad? I didn't care. He couldn't on my wife. I want to know. I don't want to just see a plaque on the wall that says I'm a brain surgeon. I want to know how many brains have you gotten into. Come on, somebody. Oh, I got a hangnail. I don't care. You're not going to break out a knife and cut that thing off of my toe until I know how many of these toes have you done, or you just come out of manicuring school. Come on, somebody. I want to know before you start digging around telling me I got this and I got that, tell me how you're qualified. Before you start telling me how to raise my kids, tell me how many have you. Before you start telling me how to preach, tell me. Before you start telling me how to live my life, then you better tell me what's happened in your life. And I will tell you that you can get around some people that have walked through some trials, and you'll see the anointing. They won't be the ones who are always boasting themselves, but I can tell you they got the marks of the trade on them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They'll look at you, and whenever you tell them what you're going through, tears will pop out of their eyes because they know that they're relating with what you're going through, and they've been somewhere near that, and they know that if it had not been for the Lord who was on their side, it's not just about quoting a few scriptures, it's about walking through the trial and walking it out through the valley of the shadow of death. But I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And you can't say that unless you walk through a valley or two. When you walk through a valley, now you got something behind, you got some experience to get there. And the Bible says that he starts telling her the narrative, the process. He said, you shall conceive in your womb. She's already messed up. I don't know a man, she says. You're going to conceive in your womb. You're going to bring forth a son, and you're going to call his name Jesus. You're not going to call his name Bob, Tom, or a boy named Sue. You're going to call him Jesus. Why? Because he shall be great. That you don't call your dogs that name, and you don't call your children that name. Come on, somebody. Because God has given him a name, that at that name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. At that name, sickness has to dry up and die. At that name, demons scatter. At that name, the heavens are opened up. At the name of Jesus. Why? Because he's going to be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And she comes back with the same line that we do. How shall these things be? How's this going to happen? Because I don't know a man. I've never known a man. I've never been intimate. I've never had relations with a man. And you're telling me I'm going to have a son. Now, angel, have you ever had a discussion with God? 10 of us. Angel, this doesn't work the way I see it. The way I see it, I've never known a man, therefore I cannot have a son. 1 + 1 = 2. And God said, I don't care what you see, and I don't care how you feel, and I don't care what you perceive, it doesn't matter. God said, you're blessed and highly favored, and I have chosen you. Now, here's the question I have for all of you this morning. Are you available to be blessed and highly favored? Ask your neighbor, are you available to be blessed and highly favored? That's what I want to know. Because see, here's the deal. God's not going to call you blessed and highly favored unless you're going to make yourself available to him to be able to be blessed and highly favored. And I know in the society we're in right now, some of you can't take stand in this church for any longer than an hour or 30 minutes because you're on a 30-second soundbite and you got a lot of things to do. And hey, don't worry. You won't have to worry about the angel of the Lord speaking to you. And you won't have to worry about the manifestations of the Lord. But there are some of us in this room who are sick and tired of being so cumbered down with every other thing and this trial and that trial and this and that and this burden, and I ain't got time for God. And I'm going to say, Lord, I'm available for you. Do what you want to do. Are you available? If you're available, shout hallelujah, somebody. Do you believe the word? God said, this is not going to be a work of man. This will be the work of God. This blessing will only work if you believe my word. You must believe what I'm saying over you before you see it manifest in your life. Am I talking to anybody here this morning? If I'm talking to you, wave your hand at me, because whoever it is I'm talking to, this is a word for you, not only now, but in the coming year. And if you'll get a hold of this, you'll understand that all I've got to do is believe, and God is going to do the rest in this next season. When you believe, secondly, you must conceive. Luke chapter 1, verse 35, the angel said unto her that the Holy Ghost, this is where it gets messy. The Holy Ghost. You got to believe in the Holy Ghost before you can. We believe in all kind of walking dead and everything else, but when you say Holy Ghost and start talking in tongues, that messes people up. But this is a Holy Ghost church and a Holy Ghost preacher, and we're not afraid of the Holy Ghost. It's all those other ghosts that we've got to get under our. He said the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. He's going to overshadow you. And the power of the highest is going to overshadow you. And that holy thing which is born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Imagine this little teenage virgin little girl in this small town of Nazareth getting a message that says you're about to carry what every other woman in the world has been waiting to carry. You're going to carry the Holy One. You're going to carry the one who is going to be called the Son of God. Now, when you believe, the second stage of this process is conception, conceiving. You receive in your spirit before you receive physically. That's the reason why people shout in here over things that they haven't possessed yet, because they already got it in their spirit whenever God wants to deliver on it. Come on, say amen, somebody. Already got it in my spirit before it ever shows up physically. Sometimes you can accept something and not receive it. You can accept money, but if you don't receive it, it will be no good to you. If you can accept Jesus, but if you don't receive him, the world accepts Jesus. Islam accepts Jesus. Baha'i accepts Jesus. All the major religions will accept Jesus. They'll put him in their place. But when you get down to it, when you actually receive him, you don't receive him as one of all the other gods in the world. He is the one true living God whose name is above every other name. That is receiving Jesus. When you conceive, the definition of conception is the process of becoming pregnant or the origin of anything. Explain. Conception is when the egg and the seed meet together to form life. When the word, which is the seed, and faith, which is the egg, meet together, it forms life. One cannot move without the other. You can have the word that's on your phone or in your lap right now, but until you infuse it with faith, there'll be no life inside of you. But whenever the word back being conceived in the virgin womb of Mary was hitting her, she already had prepared herself by faith to receive what God was going to put on her. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying? God said, I want to let you know, Mary, I know this is so complicated for you, and it's hard for you to understand that I will be able to bring this to pass. But just so you can understand that I'm not only a God of my word and that I can do the impossible, you need to know that your cousin Elizabeth, there's another kin that you've got, there's somebody else that's gotten a miracle too, and she has conceived a son in her old age. Y'all not hearing me? And she is in her sixth month. She's only 3 months away, and she was called barren. Now, to be called barren was a blight upon any Jewish woman, and you need to understand that every Jewish woman, especially Elizabeth, was always looking for the Messiah. In fact, Zechariah is now dumb in his mouth because he didn't believe the promise of God, and now she's got a husband that she can't even talk to and talk back to because he was a doubter. But Elizabeth said, go ahead, God, because I know that I've been barren for so long. I'm ready to receive my promise. Go ahead and do what you want to do. In my old age, I want to tell every gray hair in the house, and behold, I'm one of thee. I want you to know something. Don't you let the younger generation make you irrelevant. Get yourself an iPhone. Come on, somebody. Figure it out. Do whatever you got to do. Tell them to scoot over. I'm coming in the room because God said in the last days, I'm going to give you fruit in your old age. That scares the liver out of most of you, right? I'm retired. Not only that, I'm not just I'm tired. Elizabeth was an old woman, but the Holy Ghost had hit her womb. Boom. And God said, I want to let you know, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. I wonder, do I have a church this morning who can say that with me? For with God, nothing, come on, somebody shout, nothing shall be impossible. Do you really believe that? Because when God calls you blessed and highly favored, you won't always feel blessed and highly favored. But if God declared it over your life, nothing, not any one thing shall be impossible unto you.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.